Bonjour.
Hey, goes Tarania.
Nice training you. What's right. going on, people?
Well,
1 week goes by so fast.
Absolutely, incredibly fast. In fact,
yes, it does.
Too fast. Well, why don't I start by giving you the good news? Guess what?
Guess what? My husband's cancer-free.
Yeah, baby.
But he still has tumors. He does have some benign tumors, and I have to help keep them that way so they don't get malignant.
Well, basically, the biopsy came back in negative, so that's the good news. I'm having another few years left away from cancer, and that's the good news. Pretty much what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about natural health. So, you know, I remember when I was in Thailand, I was doing a conference over there, and I was by myself, and then I had a dinner, and when I came back from the restaurant in my hotel room, I felt very weird, and then I went to the bathroom, and trust me, what I saw would be enough to scare the hell out of anybody, a lot of blood. So I thought, I can't believe this, maybe I have hemorrhoids, so why don't I go and get tested for hemorrhoids? I went there the next day, and then they told me, well, you have cancer. Oh, my God. When you hear your doctor telling you you have cancer, your entire life is just falling apart. It is such an emotional, such a terrible, such a difficult situation. To know that you are being made aware of your life, you're made aware of your mortality, is very, very, very scary. And I don't wish that on anybody. Anyway.
The downfall of someone's spirit is usually also related to not being able to raise one's cosmic vibrations, and that's due to so many chemicals or, you know, the radiation pollution, things in the water supplies.
Well, basically, in my case, it's 10 years that I spent in England as a breakfast chef.
Eating all that pig.
It stuck in my colon, and I paid a price. So,
I still have to nudge on my husband when we go shopping, and when he picks up those big bacon strips or packs of bacon, I'm like, honey, do you want colon cancer again?
Yeah, but you know what?
He does drink beer, and that's not good either, but luckily he's only, like, drinking one or two a day, so.
That's cool. Well, I'm French, you know. I like good wine. I like good food.
Yes. But so, I keep him healthy as much as I can with good supplements and good food.
Yeah, basically, it is definitely a very, very scary situation when you have such an announcement that you have cancer.
It was.
But you know what? It has to do with a lot of things. It has to do with the superconscious. It has to do with your immune system. But I firmly believe it also has to do with the superconscious in time and space.
Right.
I had a good friend of mine. His name...
Larry.
John.
Or John, yeah.
And John was a very successful attorney. Sad enough, he was living the high life, driving the latest car, big, huge house, and, of course, he was doing drugs. So he became reptilious infected. Next thing you know, he lost the business, he lost the house. He had, like, a dozen of attorneys working under him. It was just, you know, completely out of order. And one day, he knocked at my door. I didn't see him for 2 or 3 years for some reason. We were very close. And I was wondering about him. Then one day he came along, he knocked at my door, and he had a huge beard. He was smelling. He was dirty. He was homeless. And I said, oh, my God, John, what's going on? He says, you know what, Louis, you're the only person I come and visit because I know you're not going to judge me. But I said, John, what happened to you? What happened to you, my brother? I mean, I was homeless when I came in this country. You showed me everything. You helped me. You gave me my green card. You were God sent to me. What's wrong with you? He goes, I did not know I was free, Louis. And I realized later on, of course, John was born with the head of the dragon in Aquarius. So that means his soul's purpose, his lesson as a Leo, was to establish himself to be famous, but he had a Leo tail, and right in his subconscious, so that gave him a hidden dragon in Pisces that makes him very, very vulnerable during those years, and he became homeless. Then I said, okay, just come in. You're going to take a shower. I'm going to give you money. I'm going to put some clothes on you. He says, Louis, if you do that, you're going to kill me. I said, what are you talking about? He says, Louis, I pick dirt. I eat dirt. I go and look for my food in the trash. I never wash my hands. I never wash my hair. I never wash my clothes. And I realized that his immune system was so strong, so powerful, that when you give your body too much supplement, too much of this, too much of that, you are forcing your immune system to be lazy, put it this way. So this is how I realized the importance of taking vitamin like Charania gives me and the supplement and everything else that I need, because my age, but most of the time when you're young, all this stuff goes through you, and it goes, you know, literally you're putting money into the bathroom here. So what I'm trying to tell you is that he always had this positive attitude. I will never, ever forget that. Regardless of what situation John was, he always had a big, huge freaking smile on his face. And that reminds me, later on in life, of course, I realized the power of the subconscious. But let me bring you back to when I was a child. When I was a kid, maybe 11 years old, 10 years old, my mom and my dad were early in their relationships, and in, like in any relationship, of course, they were screaming and they were fighting, and there was always, you know, literally a war in the house. So I used to say to them, Mom, Dad, is there any way you guys could talk instead of screaming all the time? So what I was doing at a subconscious level, of course, is to make a wish. I was making a wish not to hear my parents screaming. I was out of myself when I heard them screaming every single day. And one day, out of the blue, both of my ears start to suffer discharge. My mom got really scared, so she sent me to the doctor, and then the doctor to the hospital. They stuffed my little butt with 8,000 units of penicillin, trying to stop the infection. And the doctor said to my mom, you know, after many, 3 or 4 months, they said, we cannot stop the infection. That infection is going to go into Louis' brain, and Louis is probably going to die. That was the prognostic. They could not stop the infection, regardless of what they were doing to me. Then, again, later on, when I wrote my book, Beyond the Secret, and explained the power of the superconscious in time and space, I really understood, but then I did not. Now, listen to this. One day, 2 or 3 years later, I managed to survive all this non-stop puke coming out of my ears, those discharge. I didn't have no money. I was using matches that I found in the streets, toilet paper or whatever. You have no idea what suffering and pain and drama is all about when I was growing up in the 50s. So,
that's why you still have this problem with your ear. And every time I bend over to kiss you on that side, you're like, oh, my ear. Okay, I forgot.
Well, no, what happened is I had surgery, and on my right ear, they rebuilt the drum, and it's extraordinarily sensitive.
Right.
But in reference to what happened then, finally I had enough of my parents, you know, shouting at each other all day long. And I went and I said, I'm out of here. And I was in the street at 14 years old, and of course, the only place I could go was to Grandma's house. And I ended up at Grandma's house. But guess what? Grandma never, ever raised a voice. She never screamed. The next thing you know, and I was quite worried about my ear situation, and so was my grandma. But the very next day, as incredible and miraculous as it sounds, both of my ears, while very damaged, the actual infection stopped. My ear stopped leaking literally, and they start to heal. So I realized that...
that you made a wish.
I made a wish. This is why you have to be very careful. Knowing the future is a reincarnation of your thought. Your thought, through the superconscious, can easily affect...
Alter,
the atomic structure of the human body. Will it be my eardrums being infected? Will it be my heart, my kidney, my back? Wherever Saturn is located in your chart, depict naturally where you're going to be weak. In my case, I was born with Saturn in Virgo. Virgo rules the digestive tract, the elimination tract, the intestines, in other words. And Saturn right there made my tract very, very vulnerable to cancer. Now, there is other stories that I have to share, Taranya. One of those is, that was before I was married to you.
Yes, I know. You told me before.
Yeah, I actually, I had a healing room with all sorts of
crystals
and all my tools that I gave away because I didn't want to lose my energy anymore, put it this way. I'm getting too old. I have to keep my energy right now. And I had this lady that came to me. And she came to me and she says, Dr. Terry, something happened to me. I want to have a reading with you. And you need to explain to me because this is weird. Nobody can answer that question. I said, okay, what is it? And she told me, I was overweight. I mean, big time overweight. And 3 months later, I have lost all the weight, extra weight. I mean, you're talking about over 100 pounds or 120 pounds. I said, oh, my gosh, you must have exercise or have a serious diet. Oh, she says, no, nothing at all. I didn't do nothing at all. I said, wait a minute here. How is that possible? She says, well, my jaw... they're locked. What are you talking about? Your jaw, they're locked. She says, I could barely open my mouth. I could not chew anything. I could not put anything in my mouth. I could only feed myself with a straw. And I thought, I need to go to the hospital to get some intravenous to survive. What happened? She made a wish to lose weight. For some miraculous reason, she was able to reach the superconscious in time and space. And you know, you only have two holes. You have one on the top where you put food, and you have another one that exists, right? The subconscious...
Well, if you're a woman.
Well, oh, come on, stop, Taranya. Dirty, dirty woman. Anyway, so at the subconscious level, she made a wish not to eat. And the subconscious literally frozes a jaw. And when she actually reached the weight that she was comfortable with, slowly but surely she was able to actually chew again. And she says, so I explained to her, you know, what I just mentioned to you. And she really understood my work. And I did a full life reading for her. And I did hypnotherapy, some healing. And she was fine. It doesn't stop at the human anatomy. Listen to this. When I was in England, oh my gosh, I was working three jobs. Okay? I was working at the restaurant till 2 o'clock in the morning. I was doing some work also at the morgue. Nobody wanted to take on that job, which is terrible. I had to do that job, and trust me, bringing dead body in the middle of the night in the winter in England when it rains and it's wet everywhere, it's a nasty thing. So I dropped a couple of body and had to ask somebody to help me to put it back there before I can put those guys in the fridge. And some of them were pretty big, pretty heavy. I was just totally lost touch with life during those days. I was in my 20s during those days. So, and then I was working as a switchboard operator. So I was doing all that I could to survive and pay for my study at the Royal School of Music, which left me with the ability to play piano. It makes me look good when I go anywhere, if there is a grand piano. That's basically what I was spending all my money to. Then I saw for the first time in my life, I saw this red Spitfire convertible. I said, oh my God, what a beautiful car. Imagine if I had a car like this. Oh my gosh, I'm sure I would be next to a very pretty girl driving around. And that was it. I signed that thought. But the depth, the honesty, the innocence is what sometimes you need. This is why it's important to pray. But at the same time,
I pray every day.
You have to pray with your heart. You have to use that beam, that very specific beam in you. You have to find that beam that can bring all your wishes true. So,
but you know what, though? Light thinks it travels faster than anything. But usually that's not the case, because no matter how fast that light travels, it finds the darkness that's always gotten there first.
Well, that's how it is. I mean, you have to use the atomic speed of light, maybe, and it's all based upon honesty or innocence, or I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you the results. So,
yeah.
So one day, I was working at the bar during those days. I was a bar manager in a 5-star hotel, and how I end up in that position is absolutely incredible. I was depressed. And I was hiding away in one of the many rooms of the hotel, and then I heard somebody walking, and I was smoking, and the door opened, the guy turned the light on, and he saw me smoking and in the dark by myself, and he goes, what are you doing here? I said, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Welsh, I will never forget. I was the general manager of the freaking 5-star hotel. He caught me smoking. But during those days, it's not like nowadays, you know, you didn't get fired because you smoke. Everybody was smoking. But he says to me, what are you doing here? I say, I'm depressed. He says, what do you mean you're depressed? Well, you know, I wish I had a better job. I'm cleaning the floor. I'm in the basement every day. You know, my self-esteem is going through the wind. I don't make enough money. He says, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Okay, I'm going to be talking tomorrow to the American bar manager. Okay, and you're going to start there, and that's going to increase your paycheck, whatever it is. See, I made a wish. It happened. I was in that American bar, and then I said, now I want to be the manager of the saloon bar downstairs. That's where there is parties, that's where there is music, that's where there is all the girls, this is where the action. And the American bar is just where all the rich, old, wealthy businessmen meet, and there's no, you make better tips maybe, but there is no life. I wanted to be downstairs. I wanted to be the saloon bar manager. Listen to this. Again, there was a party going on down there, and I was in, you know, at the bar, and I was drinking my beer. And then I presented this big, huge guy from Scotland, enormous guy, completely drunk, came next to me, and he asked the barmaid in the bar, behind the bar, the barmaid was barely, 18 years old, 19, and there was another kid that was also serving there. And he said, hey, give me a hugger, man. Give me a hugger. She says, what? Oh, you mean half a lager? Give me a hugger. And then, so she gave it a beer, and she said, well, I can't remember how much it was to pay. He just drank that. I mean, he didn't drink it. He just swallowed it, and he got the glass, and he threw it. And he broke a few bottles, you know, the bar. And I was sitting next to him. And then the bar manager came along and he said, what the hell are you doing? What's the matter with you? The guy took a knife out of his pocket. He jumped over the bar and he ran after the bar manager with his knife. Ah. But I was there and I'm a tough cookie. I came from the street. So I went around the bar and said, hey, instead of scaring those kids here, why don't you deal with me? Okay? He was shocked. He was so shocked. I just had time to grab him, and I give him my hairy head right on his face. Okay, so in other words, his nose, his teeth, everything went down. Okay? And then knock him out. And then that was it. The next day, the channel manager, Mr. Welsh, called me. I said, that's it. I'm going to jail because I ruined this guy, sent him to the hospital. I'm lost my job. He's going to fire me. And he says, you know what, Louis? We need people like you downstairs. I said, what? You're not going to fire me? He says, no, I need somebody courageous like that to keep order downstairs. So I'm giving you the position of general manager downstairs at the saloon bar. Oh, my God. Not only I tripled my paycheck, but I was going to a very specific place. I was not living in the basement with the rat and the cucaracho anymore. I was living in another building with all the other managers. I had respect. I had everything that I could hope for. Now, how the hell this is working? I mean, if you read my book, Beyond the Secret, this book is loaded with real true stories such as the one I just mentioned. There's one more that I have to tell you. Okay, it's about a car. Remember earlier I said I wish I had
the red Spitfire?
Yeah, convertible. I was at the saloon bar. That was about 3 months into my new job. And around 10 or 10:30 is the last order. And everybody was gone, and I was doing the till, and I was preparing everything, and I had my girlfriend then that day helping me. And then all of a sudden, I hear boom outside. It was raining, and it was thundering. I thought it was thunder. And then somebody came and knocked at the door. And then that little girl said to me, don't open the door. It might be a crazy guy drunk. Who knows? I said, somebody knocked the door. I have to go and check what's going on. So I opened the door, and this guy fell on me. His breath was stinking beer. He had also a big beard. So he literally fell on me, and we both fell literally on the floor. Anyway, so I grabbed him, and I sat him on the sofa here, and I said, what's going on with you? And he was crying. He was delirious. Oh, my girlfriend, she left me for this guy. I'm going to kill myself. You know how it is. He was going in one of these dragonist negative energy. He was going really, really depressed. And he was from London, and he ended up right here. So all of a sudden, I hear another bang on the door, but this time it was a security guard. He says, Louis. I said, yeah, you fine? I said, yeah. I said, okay, listen, somebody ran into the wall, or your bar here, the wall, okay? And I'm going to call the police. I said, no, don't call the cops. This is why. I said, because this guy, I want to help this guy, okay? He already has enough problem, trust me. First of all, he's drunk, okay? He's drunk, and he's going through a terrible heartache. Don't worry about it. And he was a good friend of mine. He said, you sure? Are you safe? I said, I'm sure and I'm safe. He said, okay. And he took off. Okay. I said to my girlfriend that night, honey, you go back wherever you want tonight to your house, and I'm going to take this guy to my place. So I took this guy to my place. He was so drunk. He was such a nightmare to drag him out there. Anyway, I put him on my bed and he fell asleep, and he was there. He threw up a couple of times, but hey, what do you want me to do? Anyway, the next day, when you walk up, he says, what the hell am I? What happened? So I explained to him. I said, I don't know, man. You knocked at my door last night at the bar, and you had a big gash on your head. You were bleeding, and you were crying. And he says, oh, my gosh, yes. He says, I am an attorney. I said, you're an attorney? He said, yeah. And I live in London. But my girlfriend moved to Eastbourne in Sussex, and I followed her, and she went to a discotheque, and I caught her with a guy. So she's cheating on me, and then she ruined my heart. I said, well, you know what? This is life, my friend. You know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. You might find a better woman, like it happened to me with Tarania. And he says, wow, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you didn't call the police. This is unbelievable. What can I do to repay you? I said, dude, don't worry about it, man. You know, you do it for me too. And then he said, you know what? I would never forget that. He says, I'm going back home now. And I check his hand. He said goodbye. And before he left, he said, hey, by the way, here. And he threw me a set of keys. I said, I don't know what's left of my car, but I give it to you. That's all I can do. So I thought, not much maybe left of this car anyway. So I went back to the bar, okay, before starting my regular shift, and in the street, I saw that red, comfortable, beautiful Spitfire. The left headlight was broken. The radiator was messed up. The belt and the fan was messed up. The battery was leaking. So it took me about, what, a couple hundred bucks, top, to fix the damn thing. And I was driving my red, comfortable Spitfire. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you, people. There are no accidents. There are forces. There are forces above our heads that are so incredibly powerful, forces that the religious matrix, the scientific matrix cannot understand, cannot explain, will laugh at, will ridicule, will make sure you do not know about, and you stay in your own little world. But this is the beauty of you listening to me tonight. If you think that you are actually listening to this show by accident, you are completely wrong. This is why I'm asking you now, when you got a chance after the show, go to drturi.com and visit and watch that video. It's called Introducing the World to God, Cosmic Divinity. In that very short video, I'm offering you the basics of what the superconscious is all about and how it works. Of course, if you get the book Beyond the Secret, you're going to have all the details. But that's a good start. All right. I think...
It's been simply conjured up. Everyone's been given this 3D name, you know, 3D body, mind, and spirit. I mean, it's just a 3D dimensional life experience.
Well, I think in your...
And that's what leads to endless confusion and suffering.
Right. I think in your new e-book, you're actually talking about some of those forces, aren't you, Tyrannia?
Oh, I've got a heck of a story to tell. Experiences which have happened to you and me. With the ETs, what happened to me, this most recent experience that I'm not telling anyone about. I'm talking about the entire methodology of what we teach and also secrets of what's going on in our world that they don't want you to know about.
You mentioned the Illuminati and all these things too, I believe, yes?
Illuminati, that word to me is just, I don't even know the word to describe.
Well,
so falsified.
Well,
we're all the Illuminati. Everyone's born into it. We
right.
all illuminate. It's just a way of using it.
That's going to be a very interesting ebook, and I did not read it. I want her to finish it, and then she tells me this book is now, what, 500 pages?
It's 400 about 475 pages.
Okay,
I'm not done.
And no, I know.
It's so long that I'm thinking about selling it in chapters.
All right, so... We're going to have this book on our website so you can dig with it, okay? All right, let's take some callers. We have somebody, I think, from Florida. I think we have somebody from Florida ready to take our call.
Right, Michelle from Florida is on the way.
All right, Michelle.
Hi, Dr. Turi. Hi, Tarina.
Hi, it's Tarania.
Tyrannia. It's a complicated name. And you know, I always say to people...
Oh, my name gets manipulated every day. I'm
no.
used to it.
Yeah, well, it just think...
Screw it up and chop it up. Hi,
just,
Michelle.
Just think of the Mediterranean Sea. Mediterranean Sea. And then you say, Tyrannian Tyrannia. That's how the best way to describe it. All right, what's your question, huh?
It's a beautiful name. So my question is, would you consider yourself a starseed?
Who?
Say it again.
Would you consider yourself a starseed?
Star key. Who? Give me some feedback on that. Who is star key?
I think she's saying star.
A starseed. A starseed.
Starseed, okay, I see. Kind of like New Age belief, outsiders to the planets, I get it.
You get it?
Yeah.
Well, you got to answer her then, because I have, you know, you have to remember I'm French, and there is a lot of words that don't make much sense to me, such as the one you just mentioned. But Terania is familiar with it, so she can't answer you, I guess.
Well, I mean, we've all sort of originated from other worlds. So in a sense, I think we kind of all are. It's like I said earlier, it's just a name given to kind of conceal something so much bigger. And so many people don't even know what the universe is. So, you know, it's just how you want to dig into that. And, I mean, like, the belief manifests the notion of being imprisoned. So I think my husband, on the other hand, is, yes, a starseed.
Okay, starseed. Now I got it.
Yes.
Starseed. Well, we are all children of the stars.
Exactly.
I mean, if you take the biggest telescope to look at the marvelous infinite beauty of our cosmos, and you take the biggest microscope, you will find the same atomic structure. So you are nothing else than a replica of a cosmos, put it this way.
Right.
But the human mind has not yet evaluated enough to either comprehend or accept the direct connection the mind, the human mind, has with the universal mind. And this is why scientists, which own a very rational, traditional UCI or unique celestial identity, are unable to enter the archetypal realm of supra-cosmic consciousness of what Tyrannia and I we teach. That makes sense to you? That's why you are under a specific constellation. What month were you born?
I am November 20th.
Well, then you're a Scorpio. Your soul's purpose is to understand everything that is hidden and mysterious. However, like all Scorpio, your third house, November, December, January, is controlled by the sign of Capricorn, which is a politician and engineer, which very often gets stuck into details. That's why it's important to develop objectivity and to keep investigating, because this is what Scorpio do best. All Scorpio are FBI agents.
Yes, I am.
Science is just indoctrination. It's unlearned knowledge, and all that in itself is manufactured knowledge, which is just based on concepts that, again, originate from something that's Luciferian, and that's nothing evil per se. It's just all about the thought process, which, again, is the illusory 3D world system. Science is same thing as seance, if you think about it, the basis of all secret society lunacy.
And
really what it is.
It is not complicated when you look at it, as Tyrannia mentioned in her book. Well, the reflection of 12 specific energy, this is why you're not just a Scorpio. You are every sign of the zodiac. But but people who have been trained or study astrology, modern astrology, don't have the tools to get above the limitation of what their scientific approach to the stars dictates. So being a Scorpio, you are going to attract Pisces and Cancer, because that's the seat of attraction between human beings. Water sign attract water sign. It's pretty much like, for example, Donald Trump being born in June, a Gemini, attracting Joe Arpaio endorsement, knowing that Joe Arpaio is also a Gemini. Air sign attract air sign. Water sign attract water sign. But it gets a little bit more complicated when you get into the location of your natal or your hidden dragon. And you're a very private person, but that can be discussed through the year that you were born or by doing a reading with us, with me particularly. So there is much more. You're a world of mystery. And Scorpio regenerates with anything that is mystical. Scorpio is ruled and controlled by the tiniest planet in our solar system, which is Pluto, okay? And Pluto is not only the tiniest, but also the farthest planet, okay? And it has so much more power regardless of his distance, upon the human experience. In fact, Pluto is right now in Capricorn. And Capricorn rules the government, while Pluto represents all the people that are not government, or, again, Trump completely challenging the traditional political establishment, because he's an outsider. It's pretty much like what's going on in Oregon. This guy that is complaining about the land management, and one of his best friends got killed and is in jail now. He is a plutonic and is fighting the FBI, the establishment, the government. This is what Pluto in Capricorn does. But it's dangerous. It's very dangerous because the very same stars were in place just before Hitler took power. And that means a repetition of history if people do not understand who they are electing. I just did a beautiful show today with
Bob Charles.
And we actually concentrate quite a lot in that phenomenon. So once I have the link, I'm going to offer this link for this show tonight and the show that we did with Bob. So you get a better understanding to what Pluto in Scorpio, your ruler, is all about.
Right.
Okay, though?
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're surely welcome. Have a good night.
Everything is religion cloaked in intellectual lunacy. Everything in this entire world.
Well, sad enough, you have...
Unfortunately.
Well, what it is...
It is
what it is. Okay, we have somebody from California. It's June. June, are you here? Hello, June?
June.
This is my call. Am I allowed to ask personal questions?
Of course, anything you like.
Personal, if you feel comfortable.
Okay. Yeah, no, okay. Thank you. I'm recently unemployed.
Okay.
And feel like my life is shifting in a lot of different directions.
Oh, just
and,
tell me the month you were. Tell me the month you were born. I already know everything about you. Just tell me the month you were born and the year you were born.
July 1957.
All right. Okay. So you're a Scorpio dragon still, and you're born in July. Well, first of all, you are a moon child. In other words, it is crucial for you. Even critical for you to move in relationship to the fluctuations of the moon. Now, like all scientists, you know, you may just think that the moon could just create the tides. No. In time of a full moon, you realize yourself what the word lunatic, moody, and crabby means. And you also know that farmers use the lunar calendar when they plant their crops. So you do have a direct connection with the moon. Now, if you don't have cosmic consciousness, you may take a trip on a cruise after the full moon during one of your negative cosmic biorhythm. The next thing you know, you're going to come back like everybody else with either a disease or poisoned. And it happens all the time, correct?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Being a moon child, you have to understand what your ruler is doing. In fact, as of tomorrow, Tiranya and I, we are going to start the February 2016 forecast. Now, Tiranya is in charge of doing, which part are you doing, Tiranya?
Do all of them with you.
Yeah, but
the daily guidance forecasts and the elaborated forecast and the moon transits.
Yes, and then also the SOS to the world window. But she's more into the moon forecast, Tiranya, because you know she's a woman. She's a woman, though. She has a much more intuition. She's more intuitive than I am. I give her the numbers, and she dwells with structuring the whereabouts of the moon. So in our daily guidance, personal or universal forecast, we give you all those information. So in other words, if you go and see a psychic, you're going to pay $30 when you can pay $50. Okay, that's the deal I'm offering for 24 hours tonight. You can pay $50 instead of paying $100, and you're going to get your reading basically on our website on a very personal level for a full year. So I think it's worth it for you to start by understanding the importance. In fact, as I said earlier, your awareness, respect, and use of the moon fluctuation will become a major contribution to bring all that you need in your life. Now, your mind as a Cancer is very detail-oriented. That's why you're into natural healing, plants, and green, and organization, and paperwork. Correct or not?
Correct.
All right. Now, you're also very emotional and very sensitive. Now, your head of the dragon from the year you were born, if I am correct, is Taurus. Do you have any neck problem or not?
I did, but I think I'm better with it.
Okay, so you were born what year again?
1957.
Oh, 57.
Oh, 50s. Okay, checker. We're going to check. You see, I have a software that I designed. It has nothing to do with modern astrology, and it's putting your stars where they belong, because Nostradamus 500 years ago didn't have a watch or a computer, and he was not limited by the Julian calendar, which is used by modern astrologers. So we have a very different system. So do you have her Tirania or not?
What is the day again, June?
July?
July 12th.
July 12th. Okay, and you got the year?
1957.
And June is a Scorpio dragon's head.
Okay, that's what I thought. So you're a Taurus tail, yes. So the neck problem that you had is due to your past life where you've been hanged. That's why anything to do with the throat, anything to do with the neck, is very sensitive. You follow me?
Yes.
Yeah, so in other words, you were a white witch. Okay, now you have the black witch who use voodoo. Then you have the white witch, which is the medicine woman or you, trying to help people during those lives during the Mayan time. Okay? Now, do you like rocks? Do you like crystals or not?
Yes, I do like crystals.
Okay, you need to surround yourself with crystals. Okay? And then you have to remember your head of the dragon is Scorpio. And Scorpio has a stinger. The stinger means that you have to learn to let go. Because you're going to be forced in life to lose everything, maybe one, two, or three times. Did it happen to you yet?
Yes, twice.
Okay. Now, that stinger representing me is using your own witchcraft residue, white magic, put it this way, if you don't like witchcraft, not to use it against you. Okay? The stinger of the scorpion represents stinging yourself. If you put a scorpion and surround him with fire, he's going to sting himself to death before the flames got to him. Do you know that?
Wow.
And Scorpio, if you have a nuke attack, the only thing that's going to be left after the cockroaches is the scorpions. So because Scorpio represents life and death, put it this way, it's an extraordinarily powerful dragon that you have, and you could be the own maker of your own misery when you're on such a dragon. That's why it's important to educate yourself. I have a book called The Power of the Dragon. You could check not only your dragon, but all the people you deal with, your family members, children, brothers, sisters, even your pets. Check on their dragon. You don't want to be shy in investigating anything that may sound ridiculous or against your personal religious beliefs, because when you constrict curiosity, okay, you are missing out the opportunity of enlightenment. And this is why Einstein said it's a miracle that curiosity survived education, whether it be traditional or religious. So you got to bypass that. Follow me?
Yes.
All right. So what I can tell you, as I'm speaking to you, the head of the dragon and the tail of the dragon are affecting your third house, which is your critical thinking, and your ninth house, the higher learning. So anything and everything that you know has to change. Everything that you have accepted as reality, including your religious belief, had to be updated. This dragon is giving you a year and a half to do so. And remember, the ninth house deals also with foreigners or Dr. Cherry. that will challenge you outside of science and religion and help you not to sting yourself. And instead of the nasty lizard or the stinging lizard, you're going to build the eagle. And there's no way for you, if you do understand what I'm trying to tell you and work with me, that you cannot reach your wishes. Period. You
okay.
Got me?
So you say, yes, I got you.
All right, so I'll give you something to think about, but you should be confident. It's all about education for a year, year and a half ahead of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Very, very lovely. Thank you.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
Makes you wonder
I do.
That the people who wrote the Bible, it's like, how can they even, you know, see that creation when they wasn't even here themselves? You got to think about it. Like, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's so obvious. It's as light passes through a crystal, right, Louis? It's bended into a color spectrum. That's the basis of the word Christ, for instance. Again, the Luciferian thought form of, or it's actually a group of thinking entities, the Father God, the creator of light or lies, and what they refer to as the Savior, which is the crystal, the light of the world, the messianic Christ. All that convinces people that the 3D illusion is real when it's all just Kabbalism.
That's what there is.
Kabbalism.
Yep.
Which is what we do.
Yep, and
explain a little bit about your Kabbalism, Louis.
Well, Kabbalistic healing. If you lack specific cosmic energy in your chart, and you could be repellent, nobody wants to get into your world, you're too shy, or maybe you want to connect with extraterrestrials, we don't have much to do, Taronia and I, because our UCI, our chart, our stars vibrate at such a weird and high level, and we attract the extraordinary. That's why we teach the extraordinary, because incredible experiences breed incredible people that have incredible things
to
give. That's all there is. Now, I tell you what. I'm going to ask all the listeners now, please get your pen and get your paper, okay? I'm going to give you some dates because I want to prove to you, okay? Like I did in our last show, I told you be ready for some nasty time and be a girl's quick. And if you heard the show, if you wrote down those dates, you can only acknowledge that Dr. Cherry once again was right. But I'm not saying this at an egotistical point of view. If you think I'm an egocentric, or if you cannot handle my honesty, my direct speech, whatever it is, then you do suffer an inferiority or insecurity complex, especially when people start to harass me because of the way I deliver my message. You cannot mix my confidence and my supreme wisdom for an ego trip, period. Now, before talking to Madeline in New York, write down February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and be ready for some dramatic news, anything that means death and drama. And I emphasize negativity because, sadly enough, this is what people tend to remember. So, cops killing people, people killing cops, terrorist attack, anything to do with secret, death, drama, natural disaster, the energy is very nasty. So if you happen to be not to have your cosmic biorhythm and you go where there is a lot of activity, you might be suffering this next SOS deadly window. So write it down, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and just be very, very cautious, because next Wednesday when we come back on the air, I probably will talk about those 3 dates again. All right, so let's take the next caller now. Hello, caller, are you here?
Madeline. Madeline's our VIP from New York.
Are you here, Madeline? Mercury is still retrograde, I guess. Yep, Mercury is still retrograde. Oh, there she is. Madeline? Are you here, Madeline?
Madeline, are you there? Madeline, are you with us?
Hi, Madeline!
Hello! This is the engineer breaking in and mashing things up.
That's all good, Don. Madeline.
Okay, so we're good. You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, huh? Go ahead.
Oh, great. Hi, guys. It's so nice to hear your voices, and so happy that I could be with you guys tonight.
Very good, exciting. Thank you. We love you too, Madeline.
You can be here with us. You're from the Body Feel Good Studio, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And you're from New York, where we have such a great friend. He's a cop. He's an ex-police chief. Wonderful guy. We love him so much. He's probably listening to the show. I love this guy.
That's great.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in New York, that's for sure. So what's your question, Madeline?
Well, I might have missed this maybe on another radio show. I have two questions. One, I'm very curious about the talisman and how it's created and what you tune into in order to manifest it, to create it, how you determine the metals and how you determine the stones, if you do that.
Yep.
Are they, and what they're used for, and if they can be used for protection of the spirit body, etc.
Okay, one thing you want to do, because some people assimilate information by reading better. So you can always Google talisman Dr. Turing, okay? Or anything you want, Dr. Turing, and that will come up. But before Google, get rid of me, because soon Google will get rid of all my articles on the internet. The system, the status quo, don't like Dr. Turing, especially when I talk about NASA or science or Donald Trump. They don't like my educational work. So, as far as talisman is concerned, first of all, it has to be tailored to your own vibration, which means you have to sit in front of me. I got a bunch of questions to ask you, okay, to confirm what your UCI is saying. So if your talisman is to attract love, for example, there's a lot of people that are repellent, sad enough. They don't have enough Venus power. Venus is the goddess of love and beauty in Greek mythology. And a lot of women in the summer wants to get the copper look. I call it the copper look, which means they all want to be tan. Okay? They are looking for the beautiful Venusian tanning. Charles Bronson is loaded with Venusian energy. Brad Pitt is loaded with Venusian energy. All these very beautiful people you see around you are overloaded with Venus energy, and that sometimes could be a negative because it could turn them also into gay people. You have a certain planet in your chart. And if a concentration of planet is on one side or another one, it will determine if you're more masculine or if you're more feminine and who you are. That's your UCI. Now, if you're looking for that, then I would have to concentrate on copper. Now, what is your sun sign? What month were you born?
January 11th.
Okay.
There
are specific stones that are dedicated to Capricorn. But Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is a dark planet. So I would have to use probably a stone, or maybe crush it, powder it into the copper. And then if you have something, for example, that you connected with, like some people have things that really, really mean a lot to them, okay? So you can, like a piece of gold, and then you crush it, or you melt it and you sign it to me, and I can use that. So many variations of what can be used in a talisman that will work on your benefit. If it's health that you're looking for, or work, you need to accelerate your vibration to find a good job. Okay. Well, first of all, we have to look at your stars to see what your 10th house is, your career, or look at your sixth house, which is your service to the world and your health. And then this house is controlled by a Virgo, so you have to use green. I have to use a green stone. I have to powder it, or I have to use something that is related to personally to you that is green. Okay?
The vibration of what you're using.
Yes.
Affects the vibration of the wearer?
Yes. You're living on a vibrational system. Okay? If you vibrate at a very high speed, like Terry and I with Aquarius, you're going to attract UFOs. If you are desperate and you want to deal with the good UFOs, then I have to check the location of the planet Uranus or Aquarius in your chart, and I have to add the electric blue somewhere, somehow. I have to get that missing energy, that missing vibration that would make you, magnetize you to what you want.
Again,
every single disappeared civilization, not just the Mayan, the Incas, or the Egyptians, they use a hell of a lot of stones. And anything that you buy is a talisman, period. Now, there is a lot of people that have beautiful talismans, but who made those talismans? When were those talismans casted? Which means you think you're buying something that's going to bring you luck, and next thing you know, you're breaking your leg.
Yeah.
You have to be very cautious. A talisman power is extraordinarily powerful and very, very personal. It entails quite a lot of research. That's why I have a lot of people that already have ordered their talisman, and I told them, please be patient. You're not ordering a bag of potatoes. I have to wait for the maximum energy to work on your favor. I have to cast it when all this energy that I'm trying to captivate from the universe are harmonious with all the energy on the physical level that I have collected. All this must be melted together. It doesn't have to be pretty. A talisman is not the most beautiful talisman. It's not the talisman that's going to give you what you really want. It could be the ugliest thing, a round or square you put in your pocket or you have in your purse that has the energy. But people don't know. They are not educated. And they Again, you know, if you Google Dr. Cherry talismans, you can see all the tools that I use to melt that. And I'm always asking my people, be patient. In fact, the first talisman that I will be able to produce for a few people that I've ordered will be in June. That's the only time. I say to that person, if you're impatient, I'll make it tomorrow. But it's not going to have what I want you to have, what you paid me for. You're not going to throw that much money on me and then get something that don't work, because my name is behind it.
Right. You have to use the planetary
hours. Totally get this now. It's quite an art.
It's like everything I do. It's an art, like we do. Let me tell you a little story. When I was in England, this poor guy was so mad. He was my best friend, but he could never get a date. His life depended on it. Even the ugliest girl wouldn't look at this guy. And he was born in May. I'll never forget. Philip was his name. He was like 19 years old, and he was working with me behind the bar. And I said to him, look, Philip, I'm going to do something for you, okay? I made it. I made my first talisman. Don't ask me how I did it. I knew he was born in May. I had enough, you know, astrological knowledge to make sure that I knew when Venus was rising, and I tell him, I'm going to make it for your birthday. That's when the intensity is, because that's a solar return. That's where you are. It's your special day. And I carved that thing, and I cast that thing, and I gave it to him. It was ugly, and it was heavy like hell. This guy did not know what to do with girls after that. He thought I was God.
That's really amazing. So I have a question. So you say that everything we buy is a talisman. So
absolutely.
Let's say we do buy something that we're attracted to, but the time that it was created or who created it, how do you uncreate that?
Well, yeah, you can.
Those aspects.
It has to do. You have to buy after the new moon. If you buy your car after the full moon during your negative cosmic biorhythm, this car might break your leg or might kill you. This is why you have so many accidents. Try to invest after the new moon. When you travel, when you do things, at least you are negating the worst of the negative energy that's coming from the cosmos.
Oh, yeah, I always do that, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy a pair of shoes after the new moon or buy a pair of shoes after the full moon and see what happened to those shoes. I guarantee you that your dog, if you have any, is going to shoe them. Or those shoes are going to take you to the wrong place, meeting the wrong people at the wrong time. It's just energy. is all about energy. You cannot live without dark matter from the cosmos of the sunlight of the moon and the stars and the sun.
If you Google the magical power of talismans, Dr. Terry...
I have it in front of me, yeah.
There you go.
You can read all about, like, it tells you specifically, like, the planetary hours, have been used for certain things.
But I already tell you, you have to wait until November before I can cast your talisman.
That's okay. That's all right. I'll be in touch with you guys about that.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because that's the month of your dragon. That's also the month of your birthday. So I have to make sure your natal and hidden dragon are in conjunction to get the maximum of that energy. And then you see, you're going to have fun.
Well, November is her 12th house of the subconscious.
On top
and
of
her,
that.
Her dragon is Virgo Pisces.
Okay, well, then it'll be in September. Excuse me, because I thought that was the other color. Sorry.
We have one in North Carolina.
Thanks, Madeline.
One, she called that last week.
All right, so we're going to talk to Wana now.
I remember Wana.
All right, Wana, we want to talk to you again, honey. Where
What's
are you?
Going on?
And thanks you for calling,
I'm here,
my friend.
I'm from North Carolina. I'm sorry, I'm just tuning in. I really thought I missed your show, and I was like, no. So I'm just tuning in. I love you guys as always.
Thank you.
Just a good, like a quick question. What is a good way for ascension? Because that's really one of my main focus this year is to really reach ascension, spiritual ascension. Is that even possible right now?
It's possible for anyone to reach ascension, Lana. You know, like I was saying earlier, it's about your thought process, which gives into the notion of can you or can't you? And if you believe that you can, then you will. And if you don't believe you can, then you won't.
But there's only two forces.
Exactly. You can't separate the forces of nature. And you have the human will is so much stronger than the stars. But your dragon is a Scorpio Taurus.
Yes,
one of
it
the
makes
main,
sense.
Main things is you have to stop stinging yourself too much. You know, everyone is a Scorpio somewhere in their chart. But that's really how you're able to kind of rebirth into the eagle of the zodiac. And, you know, again, it's just all about, you know, taking your time to learn and to grow, going through certain experiences in order to raise your cosmic consciousness.
And again, you know, one of your best shots is if you're not a cosmic coder.
Oh, she is.
Well, and if you're the cosmic coder, then you can also connect with us through the cosmic code.
Yeah.
And by the way, I need to refresh the memory of people. We have a $50 sign-up for 12 months instead of $100. So you're getting half a price. You only have, 24 hours to do that?
Well, yeah, I got to add one more thing. Sidetracked there. One other way to raise your ascension, you said, all different types of energies around you affect your psychological and physiological behavior along with those energies of the universe that can't be reached. So that has to do with, you know, anything you may be eating, certain things you may be taking. I don't know if you take any medications. Getting the daily requirements of foods and nutrients that your body needs in order to raise that level of consciousness.
Well, basically, you are what you eat. I mean, if you eat pigs all day long, you're going to become like a pig, right?
Right.
That's why you don't want me to eat pigs, isn't that right?
Indeed. And one of the things is, like, in regards to the catfish that my husband caught yesterday, he was mentioning about how catfish has B12 and B6. Well, you also need to think about the other B vitamins that your body may be lacking, because not everyone can catch a fish every day or not everyone likes the taste of fish every day. So it is helpful to take an EPA DHA supplement. I don't know if you do that. That helps the brain, fights Alzheimer's disease, and it also helps you to think more clearly and also give you more energy throughout the day.
Do you talk about this in your book, Taranya?
I do. I talk about a lot of...
Oh, well. Let me we are going to put the first section of Taranya's book on drcherry.com. We're going to talk to Jan, our paginator, our great book master. and he's going to work in connection with Tom, which is our webmaster. We're going to have the first e-book. It's going to be a series, because she's constantly writing and adding to this book. So we're going to have the first e-book probably within a week or so on our website. So you can learn a little bit more about Taranya's supreme gift when it comes to the natural healing and pills and supplement and all the stuff she forces me to eat because she wants me to live 150 years.
Yeah. Try to eat a really good balanced diet of, you know, whole grains, lots of greens, eggs, because no matter what they tell you about eggs or dairy, all that stuff is just not true.
Well,
unless it has to be organic, make sure it's hormone free.
Maybe we should do a full show on all that.
That's what we were supposed to do tonight.
Well,
it led into the subconscious is a very powerful thing. Remember that.
Oh yes.
But Juana, was we able to answer that question for you a little clearly? Are you here, Juana?
Yes, thank you so much, Taranya and Dr. Turing. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, sweetheart.
God bless you guys.
Have a good night, Juana.
Yes,
thank
have
you.
A good evening. And, yeah, maybe we should do, Louis, a show on just, what, natural health altogether?
Well, that's your department, so that means you're going to run the show.
Oh, boy.
That means you're going to start from the beginning to the end, and I won't be there to catch you off. And then all the people that are into natural healing and vitamins to the details, because me, I'm more into the subconscious and the stars. So you'll be able to reach those people and guide them.
Well, it actually involves both the subconscious and the stars. And
that's correct. That's correct, honey. But you're my
I need you to be there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
To cut in and say things. but yeah, that's how you do it.
I think we are about to end up the show now, so I want to remind everybody, first of all, thank you very much for listening to the Cosmic Code Radio Show. Remember February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, nasty, deadly SOS to the world, and then you're going to see all that on CNN, and I'll be there with Taranya next week to talk about it. Lastly, you can join the Cosmic Code for $50. For the next 24 hours instead of $100 for 12 months. And we are about to generate the February forecast, and you certainly don't want to miss your universal guidance, your personal guidance and prediction for the month of February.
Yep, the month of February, one of my special months. And
yep.
Valentine's Day.
Well, and it's my birthday.
And my husband's birthday.
February 26th, I will be 66 years old, and God thanks, I'm free of cancer.
You've got that right.
And it's gone forever. All right. Well, we come at the end of the Cosmic Code Radio Show. One more time, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much, guys, for listening tonight.
And we shall see you next Wednesday.
Ooh,
good night, everybody. God bless.
Have a good night, guys. Time to eat.